Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back. Lindsay, did you want to continue and just develop a point here about Iran before I reveal what I'm going to reveal?
Why don't you go ahead, because I think what you're saying is so significant.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to hearing
all
it myself.
Right. This is from Professor Bill Beeman, and he's been on the program before. He is an anthropologist. He also has visited Iran more times than George Bush has blinked during his his so-called State of the Disunion speech. But anyway, he's saying that White House members, staff members, who are trying to prevent Iran from developing its own nuclear energy capability and who refuse to take military action against Iran off the table have conveniently forgotten that the United States was the midwife to the Iranian nuclear program 30 years ago. Every aspect of Iran's current nuclear development was approved and encouraged by Washington in the 1970s. President Gerald Ford offered Iran a full nuclear cycle in 1976. Moreover, the only Iranian reactor currently about to become operative, the reactor in Bushehr, also known as Bushehr, was started before the Iranian Revolution with U.S. approval and cannot produce weapons-grade plutonium. The Bushehr reactor, a light water reactor, produces Pu plutonium 240, Pu 241, and 242. Although these isotopes could theoretically be weaponized, the process is extremely long and complicated and also untried. To date, no nuclear weapon has ever been produced with plutonium, produced with the kind of reactor at Bushehr. Moreover, the plant must be completely shut down to extract the fuel rods, making the process immediately open to detection and inspection. And he says the American push for Iran's nuclear development was carried out with great enthusiasm. Professor Ahmad Sadri, chair of the Department of Sociology and Anthropology at Lake Forest College in Illinois, was a young man in Iran when the U.S. was touting nuclear power facilities to the government of the Shah. And he goes on, and not to take up too much time before the break, he says Washington international lawyer Donald Whedon, who was active in Iran during this period, points out that after 72 and the oil crisis, the United States was rapidly pursuing investment opportunities in Iran, including selling nuclear power plants. The Iranians were wooed hard with the prospect of nuclear power from trusted U.S.-backed suppliers. Any guess who some of these people might be, Lindsay?
Oh, positively. The same people that control the world, the very people that I rubbed shoulders with back in those days, the same people that are controlling the price of your gasoline at the gas pump. Okay, Rick, all I can say is I must ask the people to let me help you know the facts.
Yes, indeed.
He shall know the truth. Now, I guarantee you, I'll give it to you. I was there. I lived it. Please, let me give you a copy of all four of my books. You did hear me correctly. It would cost over $35 if you bought them. The Energy Non-Crisis, my book Syndrome of Control, half of it given by a congressman, and he said, if you're crazy enough to write, I'll give it to you. The book To Seduce a Nation and my book You Can Live. Now, I have four videotapes. One of them is the brand new, just produced days ago, within the past week, The Energy Non-Crisis. I have never done anything like it. It's an hour and 15 minutes long. You've never seen it before. My videotape entitled Vaccinations, one entitled Deadly New Diseases, one Torn from the Land. If you will purchase my four videotapes, which are each one an hour long.
Yes?
I'll give you all four of my books.
All right.
We'll talk about it when we come
Excellent.
Back.
Excellent. We will. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Lindsay Williams. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yes, he is, and that is I, Rick Adams, with you tonight with Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, continue to make your offer. Tell us exactly what people need to know and what they need to do right now.
Well, Rick, I will give any incentive possible in order to try to get people to get this new videotape that I just produced on energy. If for any reason you have purchased one of my videotapes on energy in the past, it is outdated. It's old hat compared to what we've just done. Within 1 week's time, within the past week, 1 hour and 15 minutes long, who controls the price of gas? I give it to you. I give you the names, dates, and places. The gas prices, why they cannot come down, why it could be $1.50 a gallon of the gas. You can give this to your congressman. I mean, this man's going to have to sit back and say, this man is right, because it is documented from beginning to end why no oil can be produced from the North Slope of Alaska, why they cannot open up Anwar nor Gull Island. All of these in intricate details, from Mr. Kissinger to the man who actually helped to set up Saddam, who was told by the State Department to go there, Ebner Dathery. And all of these details, you've never seen anything like it in my new Energy Non-Crisis videotape. My second videotape entitled Vaccinations. Oh, please, bird flu, all of these new things. Listen to Dr. W.B. Clark of Indiana. He said, cancer was practically unknown until compulsory vaccination with cowpox vaccine began to be introduced. I have had to deal with at least 200 cases of cancer, and I never saw a case of cancer in an unvaccinated person. Two doctors went together with me to produce this. Now, I have four videotapes, documentaries, an hour long. I want to give you a fifth videotape. You did hear correctly. It's an hour and 7 minutes long. It is an interview that I made with a man who worked for the government. After he retired, his conscience hurt him so bad he had to tell the story. He gave me an interview. I entitled it Economic Hitman. The intricacies of this video you have never seen and will never see any other place, because this man gave this and then he went into hiding. I can't even find him myself now.
Mm-hmm.
You will hear it right here on Economic Hitman. Purchase my four videotapes. I will give you a fifth videotape, three, an hour and 7 minutes long. I will give you a copy of all four of my books free as a gift. I will give you an audio tape, an hour and 30 minutes long, that you can put in the cassette tape player in your automobile, listen to it on the way to work, that will tell you how to keep food on your dinner table when price of gasoline goes to $7 a gallon. Now, how much more could I possibly offer except to give myself away? I mean, I'm giving you everything I can to try to get you to know the truth. As Paul Harvey says, let me tell you the rest of the story. Now, you can use your credit card. Please dial this 800 number, which won't cost you anything to call. 800-321-2900. There are operators standing by tonight, or you can call tomorrow if you wish. You can even write them if you want to get their address. Purchase my four videos. I will give you all four of my books as a gift. I will give you a fifth videotape, an hour and 7 minute long. I will give you as a gift an audio tape, an hour and 30 minutes long, as to how you can spare your family. 800-321-2900. And believe me, I'm doing everything in my power to try to get you to know the facts, and especially in this new energy non-crisis video. Now, if in the past you've gotten my four video tapes and you just want the new energy non-crisis video, you can buy it as a single one if you wish. But I'm urging you to get my set of four that I may give you all of my books. The extra videotape only comes with a set of four and the audio tape. I'm trying every way possible to let you know we are on the verge of something that is so catastrophic. I have heard their buzzwords. I sat in their board meetings. Everything Rick Adams is telling you is the truth. Everything he said a moment ago is right. And Rick, by the way, if you have some way that you can email me the information you gave a few moments ago, I'd like to use it on other future radio shows. I'll talk to you off the air and give you an email address, because I don't.
Well.
Otherwise, I'd have 1,000 coming into me.
Sure.
So how I'd appreciate that information. And I've heard that before. You're exactly right.
I have a lot more than that and be happy to do that. All right. Would you like to take some calls now?
Please.
Let's go to the phones. Lindsay Williams, you've heard the story. You've heard his background. Ask a question, make a comment, but we don't have all night, so we'll do it as quickly as we can and be as concise as you can. Our number here, toll-free, is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. If what you hear startles you and you have a question of Lindsay Williams, I'm sure he'll answer it to the best of his ability. And, again, he's been there. We haven't. So he can tell you more than any of us can. Let's start off with Arthur in Tennessee. Hello, Arthur. You're on the program.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for these prudent warnings. We should all regard the wisdom of Solomon and not go to extremism in this time when we don't war against flesh and blood, but rather against corruption in the heavenlies, and that we should live at peace with all men so long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, I'm armed. I got 1,000 caps, a sidearm, enough seeds for a farm. I live in arable land. I'm close to a river. I can cap Bambi and eat if I have to. I get in and out of Nashville every day, so I see what a mess the metro urban complexes are. Lindsay, I have a specific question for you. It regards this FBI agent that's got the goods on pedophile sex prostitution rings at the highest levels of government, perhaps even local and state. And that is to say, Doc Mike, an RBN host, and an element of the Nathan Bedford Forrest Brigade Militia have come to agreement to help publish this FBI agent's book. Specifically, how much does it cost to publish a book such as the types that you are publishing?
If you'll call my 800 number and give them your phone number, I will give you a call and answer your question. I'll be more than happy to tell you how to go about it, how to do it. I had to self-publish all of my books, and I'll be glad to be of help to you.
And one final thing, this advisories that you and others are offering are good, yet if we can help former law enforcement and current law enforcement and policemen dedicated to protect and serve rather than to be Nazi fatherland types make civilian arrests of these pedophiles in our government, things may change.
I think we can turn it around. I believe it will. And I'm going to have to say that when this thing is turned around, and remember, there's more of us than there are of them.
There's
a handful of them. I sat with them. I know how small their group is. They think they have the world by the tail, but I have a message for them. There's more of us than there is of them. And whenever this thing is turned around, we are going to have to personally pat on the back Rick Adams and talk show hosts like him and Republic Broadcasting, because they were the ones that helped get the message out to the masses of the people such as you and me tonight. And Rick,
yes, sir.
We've got to pat you on the back and say thank you.
Well we've got to remember what Jack says. That is to say that God sets on his throne in heaven and he laughs at these warmongers and pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
We can succeed. Thank you. All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call to the program. 1-800-313-9443 is the magic number that gets you to us. And let's say hello to Paul in Florida now. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, hi, Rick. How you doing?
Good. Lindsay's waiting for a question or a comment. Go ahead.
Okay. The first question, do you think that buzzword 131 was in reference to January 31st, which we just passed, obviously? As I was out for my walk tonight, and do you ever get the feeling that it's too quiet and that something is really coming? I was wondering if he thought that 131 might be a buzzword for January 31st.
I think a buzzword is a realistic number. I believe that the figure that was given by Mr. Bill Browder was probably off the top of his head, one that he thinks might possibly reach 262 a barrel. But remember, he's not the final authority. I think a more realistic figure is the 131, and I believe that we will see it, and that you are going to see $6 a gallon at the gas pump, and I don't think it's going to be in the too distant future.
Yeah, and just a quick comment, if I might. I've always found that since evil is destructive by nature, it always destroys itself, and as long as people out there have enough in their homes to get them through a rough time, I think we ought to just use the give them enough rope technique. Because they'll do it to themselves. They'll shoot themselves in the foot sooner or later.
Well,
right.
Keep in mind that our national debt is tied directly to the price of the gallon of gas at the gas pump. The more the national debt goes up, the more the World Bank must, and the more the Federal Reserve, and some of them are the same people, the more they must denominate the oil sales in American dollars. That money must be returned back to America in order to pay off the national debt. And the greater the national debt grows and the faster it grows, the higher the price at the gas pump goes. And it's all tied together. And as long as we don't stop Washington from this this insane national debt that's being created right now, then the price cannot stop going up at the gas pump. And they cannot allow the oil from the North Slope of Alaska. It cost on the North Slope of Alaska $3 to get a barrel of oil out of the ground. Now, I didn't say transport it nor refine it, but to get it out of the ground. I mean, this is insane for them to destroy our economy when we have it on our own soil. Yeah, I think 131 a barrel is very realistic, and I think that's probably the buzzword of the powers that be.
All right, thank you very much,
okay,
Paul, for your
you.
Call. We have to move along. We've got a break coming up, and then we'll go move quickly along with Clinton and Dan, and you can be next right now. There's a line available for you, 800-313-9443. There are several scenarios that could play out here, depending on which way the globalists want it to go. We'll be back. I'm Rick Adams and Lindsay Williams, my guest. Stay tuned. you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Okay, we are now back on the program. We have 25 after the hour, and we are going to continue with more calls for Lindsey Williams. I think Clinton is next in Wisconsin. Is that right? You're on the air, Clinton.
Well, hello, Rick.
Hi.
Hello, Lindsey.
Hi, Clinton.
Rick, I wanted to respond to some comments you made. You know, you would recall Eisenhower in 1952 or 53 made the Adams for Peace speech to the UN and developed a program that made it possible for Iran to lawfully apply for and be granted a consensus through the nations that signed the Adams for Peace agreements.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes, it certainly is.
Yes, thanks for bringing that to my attention. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and Lindsey, I was wondering, it seems like the Survival Center, Richard, is making your books and videos available through his website. Is that correct?
He maintains a website for me. I have no connection whatsoever with the Survival Center financially. I have no part in their business, but he merely does a service for me in maintaining an 800 number, and I think he also has my books available on his website.
Yeah, that's what I understood, which is the survivalcenter.com for people who want to acquire your information using the web.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
I also spoke to him because, you know, I made an initiative to encourage people to go to Oprah.com and request that she talk with you about your books and your experience, because in my opinion, Lindsay, we're at a pivotal point in time, and the prospect of any kind of further warfare, is especially with nuclear weaponry involved, is, you know, it's ironic that the hands of peace could be in Oprah Winfrey if she would only help bring you to the attention of the American people. Because if there's any chance at all for this otherwise optimistic point of view to express, yeah, we can pull it off, it has to be dependent upon putting what you know about the dire circumstances involved in a lever to war with Iran, simply because you were there. And put you in front of, 25 million American people. What do you think will happen?
I welcome the opportunity to document and prove every word I say, and I would welcome the opportunity to be on any of those programs you're talking about.
I certainly hope I can encourage people to write to Oprah.com and request that, because it seems to be the way things get done.
Mm-hmm. You think that would be effective, though?
Actually, I'm not very optimistic right now, because the efforts I've made, I've contacted some people here around Milwaukee, because mm-hmm. this is where she's from, and she's got family and friends here.
Yeah.
And I don't know people directly, so I have to work to go through these relationships I built on the Internet mm-hmm. anonymously with people who posted these website forums and news groups, for example.
Well, Lindsay, in your case, you know, you've been around, as you say, for a long time with the same message, a message that is too important to pass up. Yet, how many of these major connected network programs have you ever been able to get on? Can you tell us how many?
Very few. I have been on a few major programs, but none such as our guests are talking about tonight. I would welcome the opportunity to, and let me just add, I actually have an oil company official who is still there at Prudhoe Bay who has said to me, mm-hmm. Lindsay, if you can get the proper person or congressman to be willing to make an issue of this, I will risk my reputation, my family, and my life if necessary in order to say everything you're saying is true. I have the backing and documentation of everything I say from one person that's still there and alive. In fact, I won't mention his name because I'm on talk show tonight, but one major talk show host that if I mentioned his name, you would recognize him as one of the most credible in the industry and a Christian. And he recently said, Lindsay, I've got to prove what you're saying on the air. He said, this is so phenomenal. He said, would you be willing to? I did. I gave him the name of one oil company official that's still there. He called him, proved who he was. He asked him the question, is what Lindsay Williams says in his book and videos true? He said, yes, every word of it is true. He said he's only telling a part of the story. We've discovered another oil pool since he left Prudhoe Bay mm-hmm. that is almost as big as Gull Island. He said, I'll never understand why America has to still be dependent on the other countries. Of course, he doesn't understand the financial part of it that I give on my videotape as to why they cannot allow that oil to come through the American people.
And as I said before, the major media we're talking about are exactly the same people that are keeping you, Lindsay Williams, and me and others from getting this message out across all of the so-called mainstream media. The controllers have so much control. Yes, they control the media, too. Only RBN and others on the Internet are the voice of the people. So
yeah.
We are out there bringing this truth to them that the major media have failed to bring to the American public. Thank you, Clinton. And we'll be back with Dan in Houston and your calls when we return with Lindsay Williams for more. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yes, indeed, we are. Thank you. 1-800-313-9443. You know, whenever I do a program like this, time just flies. It goes by like a 747 jet, Lindsay. And before you know it, we come to the end of the program. But we have not, as you pointed out, we have not even begun to scratch the surface of this matrix of control, Lindsay. And I think the American people now, and the people of the world for that matter, are beginning to sense there is deep trouble ahead, troubled waters. They can't always put their finger on it. They know they're not being told the truth by their government. And yet, if people like you continue in the grace and providence of God to get this word out, people will be informed, and they can indeed effect a major avalanche in this regard and bring this house of cards right down. That can be if it is meant to be. And if people will turn to us and all of the programs on which you have appeared, you've appeared on countless ones, then they can really rattle some cages. And that is what we are going to need to do, Lindsay, as you have so well pointed out.
You're exactly right, Rick. It can be done. And fortunately, you and I have read the last chapter, so we know what will be done.
Absolutely.
Therefore, we take heart, just keep right on plugging away, doing what we're doing. And let me encourage people in knowing that every worthwhile thing in life that is lasting is spiritual.
That is
Someone
the only
said
thing.
To me the other day, oh, I just can't believe in God unless I can see him. I said, okay, do you love your wife? Oh, yes, I love my wife. Well, can you see love? No. I said, well, it's a spiritual gift. It's one of the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, kindness. All of these spiritual gifts, they're the real worthwhile things in life. And none of them can be seen. They're all spiritual gifts. Now, this physical part that we're living in, yeah, it can be turned around thanks to people like you, Rick, and the Lord giving us the strength to keep on going day by. It had to have been the providence of God that a little unknown, insignificant missionary in the state of Alaska would sit where he sat and see what he saw and be allowed to tell it when price of gasoline goes to $3 a gallon. I've noticed that when it gets to $3 a gallon, people really get upset, uptight, take action, get all angry, and big things happen. I'm waiting for it to get back to $3. It'll be there in just a matter of days. And then it takes a catastrophic event of some type for them to pull off in order to take it to $6 a gallon so that people won't blame the wrong the people that are really doing it.
Not only that, Lindsay, but when you think about it, the people we're talking to right now, and that is the world for that matter, because we are on the Internet, we're speaking to people who, though they be few in number, relatively speaking, we're not talking to a billion or 2 billion people. These are the people who are the thinkers. These are the people who are the shakers, the movers, people that actually affect change. And the way they do it is by doing what you just said, getting people to ask questions when the price goes too high. See, if you increase the pain level, then people will listen. If there's not much pain, and things are going along pretty smoothly, and the summer comes, and people are enjoying the warm weather, and they ain't thinking about Iran or war or terrorism or any of these other things, hey, that's where you got to be nervous. You got to be nervous when people aren't expecting it. When we are expecting something to happen, that is when you can affect a change and get people to experience the pain level. See, the pain level has to be increased. When it does, people listen, Lindsay.
The pain level appears to be $3 a gallon. They took it there after Katrina, I think, as a test case to see what they could do.
Oh, absolutely.
They found
I
out
believe that.
That was the pain level. Now, if they are going to go above the pain level, Rick, they must institute some sort of major disaster, such as an invasion on Iran, such as who knows what.
Well, just the threat of sanctions can do that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they you know, again, we're talking about people that control the flow of oil, and Iran does not control the flow of oil.
That's exactly right.
They have nothing to do with it.
Yes. Iran is only 6% of the oil in the world. They are the third largest oil field in the world. But yet even they are controlled by those who sit behind the computers
right.
in New York and London every day.
They live with it just as we do. Absolutely, they're just as victimized, indeed. All right, let's take more calls. 800-313-9443. Lindsay Williams will tell you about his offer again in just a few minutes. So stay tuned. Get your pencil and paper ready. Dan in Houston. Hi, you're on the program, Dan.
Yes, sir, great. Thank you. I talked to Lindsay about a H.L. Hunt. My grandfather knew him, and he stole my grandfather's land by having a teenage boy drunk. And then the federal judge had for the signature, and the federal judge really could have the land back and put his son in prison for 20 years. And I wonder, is that how these oil maggots took over everything by stealing people's land and also murdering people?
That's a good question, Lindsay.
Well, the only thing that I can answer affirmatively is what I saw on the North Slope of Alaska. In dealing with things that are taking place in Texas, I'm sorry, that's just not my expertise, but I do know this. I know that they're capable of anything because of some of the things that I saw them doing. I know that there's no limits as to what they will do in order to maintain their power. The name of the game is control. I hope you'll remember, of all the things we say tonight, the name of the game is control. Control of humanity, people, and nations.
Now, you Dan, I believe you've called before. Haven't you been in the oil industry even now as we speak?
No. I have relatives in the war. I mean, my great grandfather was a 49er California gold rush. Came back to Waco and bought a whole chunk of land, and that's all this oil land's been in my family. And well, I can talk to you all night about how I'm getting robbed even now.
Okay. That's interesting. Well, thanks for your call, Dan. I appreciate your input. Good questions, because as Lindsay says, we don't have to know everybody's particular circumstances, but we do know the modus operandi, and that is the truth, Lindsay. We know how they operate, and any of those things, including murder, is not out of their ballpark, that's for sure. All right, let's move along to Terry now in Texas. Hello, Terry.
Yes, I have a comment and two questions. One comment was I listened to Mr. Williams, I believe, in another program back in January of last year, and he had mentioned that he was pretty confident that oil would go to $65 a barrel. I don't think he was right on his target, but it did eventually went to 65 and went beyond. So that leads to my second question, or at least my two questions. Mr. Williams, do you feel pretty confident that this oil is going to go to 131? And secondly, not that I would be opposed to it, and actually I would applaud you doing it, but are you not taking advantage of this foreknowledge that you have to either sell short or sell long oil in order to get more revenue for yourself, in order to expand your message by having more revenue and more money to be able to get out there and get the word out?
First of all, I have no holdings whatsoever in oil. In futures, local, anything else, I have no holdings whatsoever in oil. I could, but I don't. And everything that I have, I put it right back into the ministry of trying to get the word out. It costs somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000 in order to print a book on an original printing. And I do everything I can to try to get the message out. We give away our books. The four that I'm giving away tonight is a gift. The videotape that I'm giving away as a gift would normally cost $25. Likewise, in gold, no. I do not dev in gold, in the futures, in any kind of contracts, even though it might be a pretty good idea. Maybe you should suggest that I do. Maybe it would be a thought. But for present, all I try to do is give out the truth every way I can. I live a simple life. And just try to get the message out any way I can.
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't bother me either way. I'm just saying I would think that would be a good idea, since you do have some foreknowledge. You will leverage that, you know, and make more money in order to expand your message. You would really expand your base, because time is of the critical, you know, essence. And as far as the other question, are you feeling pretty confident that oil could hit 131?
Oh, I feel perfectly confident that their buzzword that they gave to the world on just a matter of, I think it was probably the last 48 hours, was that they're going to take it to 131. It's so significant to me that they didn't say 130. They actually said $131 a barrel. Mm-hmm. I believe it to be a buzzword, and that they will do it. Now, whether they anticipate what's going to happen in Iran as a method of taking it up there, but they'll use some method that is very startling to the world, in order to get the world to agree to pay $6 a gallon at the gas pump.
Well, you were pretty close on the 65. I told other people, and they said they all, you know, scuffed at me. And sure enough, it wasn't long after you said that, man. It was zoomed up to 65 and beyond.
Well, I know that they have the power to do it. I know they can do it. And I believe this is their buzzword. So, yes, let's just say at this point, a month from now, 2 months from now, if Rick happens to have me back on again.
Oh, we'll be on before then.
let me say, just watch and see if it's true. You can call me right or wrong, but I would say yes, that's my prediction.
Well, I'm thinking about taking a few long positions in some oil based on the last information you've given me before. So, I mean, I would like to capitalize on this if I could. And, yeah, I use that money to enlighten people.
And I think that gold is going to go very readily again. I'm not into futures in gold or anything like this, but I definitely believe that Peter Jacobs, who spoke here in Phoenix just the other day, was correct. He's one of the biggest gold dealers, I guess, and prognosticators of gold in the world. He says an invasion in Iran could bring gold to $2,000 an ounce. So my prediction would be, yes, I think he's probably right.
And Terry, thank you so much
thank
for
you
your call
much.
And your support. And by the way, one thing is for certain, tonight we can say with assurance here, and that is you will never again, if these people have their way, you will never again see gasoline under $2 a gallon anywhere in this country. I think that's a safe bet, isn't it, Lindsay?
Oh, positively safe. I think you're very modest in your
I try
your
to
statement.
Be very modest. I don't get outlandish, but I think it's safe to say, you know, last year we saw what happened, and Katrina was indeed a test, a litmus test of how far they can go, and the refinery capacity and all of this. But the fact of the matter is, when you come right down to it, oil is a controlled market, totally controlled by the oligarchists, the multinationals, the internationalists, and the globalists. So they are controlling the world through a marketable commodity, the currency of oil. You have said it, and you are right, Lindsay. Absolutely, 100% right. No question about it. They
Rick,
have us where they want us.
Rick, we have today 149 oil refineries within the limits of the United States of America. In 1981, we had 321. What we have today is operating, the, each one of them operating over 90% output. One major plant shut down, and there would be lines at the gas pump. The United States is set up and ready for what they want to do. They cannot have any downtime, no maintenance. The supply is growing day by day. We already set up. Folks, please listen to what Rick Adams is saying tonight.
Absolutely. All right, let's take another call quickly. John in Little Rock. Hi, you're on the program.
Greetings from the Zionist capital. And, oh, yeah, Rick, nuke Israel. Now, that being said,
all right,
Pastor, you're doing the Lord's work. And I want a comment about the other caller there. How dare you question somebody who knows more about the oil industry than you and I would know in a year? Well, get a life. Now, Pastor, may the Lord protect you and your family, and you certainly are not getting rich off of this. And again, Rick, I'm standing outside a gas station right now, unleaded.
Yes.
It's $2.79.
All right.
All right. And below that is, I think, leaded $2.35 and $2.43.
Mm-hmm. Super. Mm-hmm. And what is diesel fuel?
Hold on, Pastor. Okay, I don't see diesel. I just see unleaded and leaded plus.
Prices are similar to what we have in Rhode Island right now.
Yes, I'm at a Fino station.
Yep.
F-I-N-A. But, Pastor, what would it take to push that $2.79 over?
What would it take to do what now?
Well, we've been given a little idea tonight, I think. But it doesn't have to be major either. The real issue here is the World Bank and how they're profiting from this and how Iran and the Arabs may have stepped on some pretty big toes here. So, you know, it depends on how far they're willing to go. See, the thing is, they're choking off the lifeblood of this country through the Federal Reserve System and the oil companies. And how far they'll go, at what pace, really only the Lord knows. Wouldn't you say, Pastor?
Yes. We can't definitely set dates and times and exact prices, but we can sure give estimations.
And that's all we're doing, because it could go up. We could see some forestalling of action in the military. We could see some changes economically, and it may be that it'll go up to $3.50, $4, and then retrench slightly. But we set a new threshold at every interval. Now that threshold is raised to a new level, you see. So either way, we're cooked. Either way, it's having a dangerous effect on us economically and politically as well.
Well, let me add just one comment.
Go ahead.
Day that 9/11 happened, I remember going out for lunch. You know, I told my boss I'd be back in a few minutes. When I went to the gas station to get something to eat, at a little deli they had inside, everybody was fighting each other, shoving each other. And when I came to the door, the store man told one of his clerks, lock that door as he counted the money.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yes. And on that note, you know, all I can say, we can pray, Pastor. That's about all we can do.
Amen.
Let the Lord have his way.
All right,
thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you, brother. Okay, thanks for your call. We have more callers. I see the break coming on, but let's see if we can squeeze in one more right now. Mike from Maryland, you're on the program with Lindsay Williams.
Hey, great show as always, and Lindsay, I really admire your work that you're doing. I just have a question here. If we invade Iran, which is what the Zionists largely, although not maybe exclusively, want us to do, you know, fight for Israel. If we attack Iran, and eventually they want to attack all of Israel's enemies, won't that foil their plans? Because it would totally bankrupt this country, and we would gain the enmity of every country that loans us money, and it would bankrupt us. Or is that just the whole purpose, is to ruin this country?
I think that's part of the plan, but let Lindsay handle that one.
Sure.
$8 trillion debt, and going up as rapidly as it is right now, with President Bush having accumulated more than all previous presidents combined since 1776, I would say that a financial collapse is inevitable regardless of whether the scenario in Iran takes place or not. Eventually,
sure,
there will be a collapse of the dollar. And when it happens, woe be unto the average American who hasn't made preparation.
Amen. Thank you, Mike. All right, we'll be back. Lindsay, stay where you are. Exciting program. We shall return with more information. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
All right, we are back to wrap up the program, actually. I would be remiss if I did not give Lindsay the final few moments to be able once again to impress upon you how important it is to be informed. I, as Lindsay knows, I have aired a great deal of what he's produced on energy, what he's produced about the oil conspiracy, vaccines, on my local cable access program. You don't have to have your own program to bring it to your public access cable facility and have them air it during the free times they have. That is being done all across America right now. And, Lindsay, that's one of the things we can do with your videos. We can share your books. We can share whatever it is you have right now at this critical time to show the American public how they've been hoodwinked.
My new videotape, The Energy Non-Crisis, is not copywritten. I beg of you, purchase it, copy it. Purchase a set of all four of my videos. The Energy Non-Crisis, the latest one just out 3 days ago, is yours. All four videos, I'll give you a copy of all four of my books. I will give you a fifth videotape. When you purchase a set of four, I will give you a fifth one entitled The Economic Hitman, Intricacies in the Oil Industry. You cannot imagine that are being told in that 1 hour and 7 minutes. I will give you an audio tape, an hour and 30 minutes long. Please call 800-321-2900. Purchase my four videotapes. I give you a set of all four of my books as a gift. The fifth videotape as a gift. The audio tape as a gift. 800-321-2900. And the only final word, Rick, I think I probably could give is the only solid foundation in this time of instability is the foundation which is spiritual. And if that spiritual foundation is strong in a person's life, they can withstand every obstacle that will come our way. Don't be afraid. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let Jesus Christ be your Savior. Let your spiritual foundation be rooted solid in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And regardless of what happens in this world, mm-hmm. you will have the peace and the strength that you need to be able to maintain your family and withstand. For you can know the one who is the author of the last chapter. And Rick and I both have read it. We know what's going to happen. So we just keep plugging away, hoping that you will realize likewise that all the things in life that are worthwhile, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, kindness, they're spiritual things. The things of this world, mm-hmm. sure, we've got to keep food on the table for the family and somehow maintain our sanity regardless of what the powers that be do. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, there are more of us than there are of them. And thanks to people like Rick Adams, we are going to see this thing turned to the point that we'll be able to maintain through everything that comes our way.
Well, Lindsay, all I can add to that is, yes, indeed, I have read the back of the book, and we win. And that's all I can say. We win. And Jesus Christ is the victor. In him is all victory. And yes, indeed, one with God, Lindsay, is a majority. That's all it takes. So, Lindsay, been my pleasure. Now, we will have you back again very shortly. Within the next 2 to 3 weeks, we'll be watching the situation. So we'll have you then, and thank you for being with me again tonight, Lindsay Williams.
God bless you, Rick, and thank you.
Amen. God bless you, too. All right. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Another fascinating evening. Tomorrow night, God willing, 8 o'clock Central, we'll be back. We have Jared Taylor as our guest, one of our guests tomorrow night in the first hour, and that's going to be a heavy-hitting program as well. Join us. Spread the word. Uncensored Radio. Free America. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Good night, everyone.
In America, we value our liberty, but there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stop the FTAA.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.